Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
I'm young. Yeah. I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
I know who it is, baby. It's the Chairman T.L. Lawless Radio is on live. Call a friend and tell a friend to bring a friend, baby, so we can do this thing here, getting it in. Y'all know how I do every Wednesday, baby. It is Grit Grind with the Chairman. Hey, we're going to support your local come-up, giving y'all that underground, unsigned, independent music. That's where we do it on Lawless Radio. Hey, if y'all checking me out, man, on Twitter and all of that good stuff there, man, y'all want to follow me personally, go to @BAcrazy. You want to follow Lawless Radio, go to @LawlessRadio. Hit our fan club, Lawless Radio, baby, on Facebook. well, fan page, whatever it is you want to call it. Hey, join our group on Facebook as well. Support your local come up, man. That's where it goes down, man. Everybody's posting good music. A lot of the music you hear in here, there. A lot of the artists you hear in here, there, man. So y'all hit up, man. Let us check out what y'all got, man. Hit us with your events. Hit us with everything else, man. Support yourself like we support you. Hey, man, coming up a little bit later on in the show, man, I want to talk about, man, how far does an eye for an eye go? You know, my reason for saying, you know, I know we done went, you know, everybody's going crazy, hoods for Trevon and all of this and everything, and everybody's in a supposed uproar, you know, and I'm going to call it like it is, a supposed uproar, you know. But Spike Lee gave out what was supposedly the address of Zimmerman to a house with elderly people, 72-year-old people. Had nothing to do with the situation. Had people knocking on their doors and things like that. My opinion is going a little bit too far because the way I look at it, Spike Lee actually put, you know, people at risk. Because I know if you come up knocking on my door and all of this stuff here, I'm going to drop the hammer straight through the door. That's what I'm doing. And that's the position that he put a lot of people in. Now, everybody I talked to about it, you know, got a lot of mixed feelings. You know, hey, he was doing his job, you know, putting the word out, you know, and people was following up, you know, and they was going to handle that cat. But again, two 72-year-old people in that house, you know, could have caught a heart attack. You know, and then not even just that, supposing it was his house, you know, and his family is there or something. You know, little kids, wife, people that had nothing to do with this, and they're harmed by this. You know, are we justified in it? Does that bring back, you know, Trevon? Does that, you know, calm this situation down? Does that make this better? You know, I'm the first one to say no. As a matter of fact, I said hell no. You know, me, the way I see it, is a person that had the power to actually do something positive with a situation did something very stupid. And he put people in a very stupid position, put them in a very bad position. All right? Y'all know where I'm at, 646-478-5209. Hit the line up, man. I'm going to open it up a little bit later on, man. I'm going to go ahead and roll this music for y'all, dropping it and dropping it like it's hot. Hey, get y'all something else from your man, J. Kell. This is actually him on the backup with your man, K. Styles, man, on Lawless Radio. Great grind, T.L. About the shower.
She know what it is, a little nouveau. Let it bubble up, grab another glass. We can double up, I know shawty. She just wanna party. Drink a little something, make a little naughty. Like a favorite track, we can run it back. I'm a Scorpio, I can handle that.
By the lake, pop another bottle, got money in the bank. Then we off to the AHA, shrimp and steak, and you straight. Now you licking on your lips like that, feeling on your gas, get you wet like that. Take it to the room, but you want it like that. It's me first, I'ma hit you back. So hard, deep between the sheets, I knew you was a freak from your head to your feet. Bring you to the wall, to the bathroom stall, to the shower, we the wind, air, wear, but raw. Push it to the limit like Rick Ross. Beat the pussy up while I break you off. Peace, put you to sleep, roll a beat, chief. Wake you up around 3 we loose. Say I ain't the truth, you call me, I ain't gotta call you. Next time we at the mall, it's on you. When that's how, baby girl, mine got blue.
Mommy, I got you watching me, watching you. What you do, what you want tonight? Cause girl, from what I see, you got everything I want. I got everything you need, let's hit the goal, it's right. So we can get it on tonight. Just sit back, relax, and wine. I'm guaranteed to blow your mind.
Let me walk with you while our thoughts exchange. Time is money, and I hate wasting mine, but for you, I spare a little change. I see your new Air One, got a few stains, huh? Come, let's make moves in my whip. Put your seat back, girl, and relax. Let the purple haze take you on a trip. You in the presence of Mr. Presidential, and baby girl, I'm feeling you. From your head down to your feet, potential is what I see in you. Miss O'Nash is as is, ain't no other woman seeing you. The only other missing element that I see you missing, boo, is me with you. We can fix that, picture this. You and I intertwine, getting friendly, sipping Remy. On the ground, new Bonnie and Clyde getting cake. Until we own the states, on the aisle, sitting pretty. Eating lobster and steak, sipping fine wine. Or chilling hard at the lake in the summertime. You for me, little mama, me for you. We can make it to the top, just swear you stay true. You, so you got big dreams, wanna be a big star and do big things. Ride big cars, rock big bling. Fall back in the winter just to chill in Palm Springs. Do you need this G, miss? Please dismiss who ain't me, miss. Your dime has expired, the time has arrived. Are you down for the ride, or you sliding to the side? What's up?
I caught your eyes, yeah, and I was ready to ride, oh.
I caught your eyes, yeah, and I was mesmerized, yeah.
Yeah, ready to ride,
oh,
and I'm ready to ride,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mommy, I caught you, not you, yeah, yeah.
I'm in a drop top, suckers plus something like a bumblebee. All black, black, red, Chevy sign in front of me. I check to see why these girls be on that Huckabee. What from really hugging me? This girl really getting up with me. Now they got the job, but shout it, don't trip. I'm the same Indiana, what a brand new whip. Cutting is a habit, put it in the air. I got another place, I'ma put it in your face, huh? You can't believe it, damn right, I'm so conceited. Cause before I had a CD, hit me in my city. Now your jaw drop, cause I'm dropped in the drop. Hey, tell me why the business on the block when you got bread. Come to see your face, boo, I ain't gotta chase you. Put me in the Honda, to the Hummers in the H2. See the birth with a dime, ride shotgun. Get it up your chest like you mad, cause you're not one. You're
going to
now your boy on Beach Street, sipping on a CC, filling up a QT, fueling up my GT. Kiss me at the red light, pip, it ain't no thing. Got four horses in the Bronco Coast gang. I don't need a ring on the chair for the conference, man. I ain't lost since I've been lawless. $1,000 drive, smoking out of Lost Austin. Drop top jack in the street, leaving paw prints. Looking at Steve, picking cars out of paint. Cop one, drop one, reaching for your pinks. Laughing at the girls that used to give me stink. Like I had the ping, now they send me wings. When the doors go up, the top goes down. How can I put this? It goes down. Like a test drive, they drive you, man. I'm riding drop top, you can call me Spider-Man. Because I'm in a faster car, bruh. My way is leaving victims on the highway. Stunting in a black bird more than ever on Friday, but any day. I'm bound to dip on players anyway. A Dodge truck so well, like damn, what a Hemi day. Got a loud pipe, you buy the kid tight. If you click the pass a sucker with your ice dollar light. If you got a road kid, the inch rope is still sitting. If your paint job wicked and you got 100 tickets. Then again, my bird dog homies get it in. The Lex Coupe, the Beamers, and the Benz. To all of my homies and my friends, keep your top down.
Girls, they were stressing me by, but I didn't cry. The males in the sky started making hits.
Since I met you, the fellas been telling me I've been acting a little different. They say every time I open my mouth, it's to talk about you. The first time that we met, girl, it was like a dream. Because I never thought that I would get you on my team. Running around your girlfriend like you ain't feeling nigga. But when your girl's not around, you be all on the nigga. I'm not the type to sweat you, but shawty, I had to get you. I finally let you pass me by, I'd be salty forever. I used to be the type of brother, hit a chicken dance. But there is something about you, I can't forget your ass. Girl, there is something about you that I just can't explain. Shawty, you got me higher than a presidential plane. A little older, little wiser, trying to make a change. Shawty, I'm at that point, I wanna get
for better. I'm the king, you're Coretta. Cause we're in this together. Cheat on your girl, I would never, never. Funny how cats can talk about something they know nothing about. These days people don't know what real love is. It's like it's a stink or something. And I felt that way too. Yeah, I felt that way too. Until I met you. Yeah. Tonight.
Girl, legacy. Now hold on a minute. This song ain't for everybody. Only sexy people. So come on, baby. Let's be.
My man's on our face, and that little cool shade. Too short, punch him, and it's blasted on some Chuck D's, and then you might start to see me. Y'all ready in there? Y'all better than them. Oh, well, what the hell? Put some Mark Kelly in there.
I'm the product of the illest.
I'm the realest in this business. This is the reason why y'all feel this.
Product of the illest.
I done warned you, I done told you. This ain't what you want, cuz y'all the metal.
Product of the illest.
I'm the realest with these lyrics. These fakers out there fear this.
Product of the illest.
I'ma tell you why I'm vicious. Cause I'm the product of the illest.
I'ma tell you why I'm vicious, cause I'm a product of the ALS. Hey man, that's that piano, man. Support your local come up Wednesday night. Here with the chairman, doing what it is I do. Make sure you tune in for your man, Sherv the Man, Monday nights at 7 p.m. Central. As a matter of fact, I'm actually filling in for Sherv Monday. Ooh, ooh, ooh. The chairman once again on Game Time. It's been a long time for that. All right, make sure y'all tune in for your girl, Catrice, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Raw deal, baby, 9 p.m. Eastern. So Ambitious Friday nights, that's Independent Fridays, 8 p.m. Eastern. Your man, Johnny Westmoreland, Sundays, 6 p.m. Central, man, he's doing it. That is zone coverage. Hey, we got new shows, man. I unveiled to y'all last week, man. We got your girl, Nikki Outlaw, coming to Tuesday nights. That is Baby Mama Talk on Lawless Radio. Yes, it is about to go down. That's all I can say, man. Just in talking with her, man, it is about to go down, man. We have not played with y'all as far as these shows, man. We have been giving them to y'all, blasting them out, man, up in the ante and keeping that bar raised, man. That's what we do on Lawless Radio, baby. Support your local come up. Hey, but like I was saying, though, you know, I'm talking with some people, you know, and I mean, everybody's running that eye for an eye and all of this stuff here, and everybody want to see, you know, justice for Trayvon and all of that, you know, and I mean, I'm not, you know, one of those, you know, super, you know, hey, I got family members, you know, and I'm gonna take that to heart, and I'm going crazy, you know, I didn't see nobody, you know, lining up protesting when my brother got killed or either my cousins got killed. You know, and matter of fact, my cousin's just minding his own business, walking to the crib. They were shooting at somebody else and got him. I didn't see nobody out in the streets, you know, holding up anything for Tyrese Tollfree. You know, I didn't see any of that. My brother went to answer his door. Somebody was shooting, shot through the door, and got him. I didn't see anybody, you know, protesting in the streets. Wasn't no T-shirts, wasn't no hoodies, and nothing like that, okay? And it's not to sound bitter or anything like that, but what it is, you know, I look at reality, and I look at things realistically. Okay, we're standing out right now in a community, in neighborhoods where people are battered, abused, beaten, tired, and everything. And we're flashing money at them, we're flashing food at them, and we think that they're not going to take it. Case in point, everybody's going crazy over this situation, but nobody's realizing, you know, that we're right here in an election, you know, year. So now you got all of these people, they end up doing all of this stupid stuff and get themselves in a world of trouble, you know, and that's less voters. That's less voices, you know, actually out there speaking. Because nobody's going to go about doing things the right way. Everybody's going to go about doing it the way they know how to do it, okay? And we're talking about, you know, Spike Lee and what he did. He tweeted the supposed address of George Zimmerman, right? People are beating on this door, you know, going to this house and all of this stuff. It's a 72-year-old couple living there, okay? These people are scared. You know, one of them was actually taken to the hospital. Don't know what the reason was. They say the person probably had a heart attack or anything. But now let's just say it would have escalated. Let's say that instead of going there and knocking on the door and beating on the door, talking about what they was going to do to the people inside, they start shooting up the house. Let's say that they threw bombs or so at the house. Let's say that they got in the house and did make good on their threat to beat down the people in the house and kill the people in the house and everything. And here we go. It wasn't George Zimmer. It was another family that had anything to do with this. Would that have been right? Can we still hold up our heads and say, oh, well, we try to get justice, and eye for an eye. They ain't going to get rid of it. They ain't going to get away with this. I'm still trying to figure out who the they. It is a he, a lone gunman, singular. He did this, okay? And let's say that they did get in there, and it was his address. Kids in there and everything. I mean, we can go with all of this, what we read in the news, oh, his family left him and all of this. Yeah, that's the media, okay? Unless you're there, unless you're in there, you don't know what actually happened, okay? So let's say that his family was in there. And they got in there and they beat the wife who had nothing to do with it, beat the kids or killed the kids or all of this stuff here. Again, does it make it right? Is it justified? And I'm saying in the gate, no. I'm calling it a smoke screen. I'm calling it a smoke screen, okay? We're talking about they got T-shirts and stuff that you can buy, you know, for Trayvon and all of that. I was reading something that said Trayvon Inc., you know, it turns into a brand. You can buy a hoodie, you know, with his likeness, you know, with the slogan, my hoodie does not mean I'm a criminal, okay? Now, this money being made, I'm quite sure that all of it's not going to his family. So now where's all of this, you know, money going? Once again, people are being hoodwinked, you know, all of that justice for Trayvon and all that. This stuff is going on in our damn neighborhood every day. So we shouldn't want justice for one person. We should want justice for our neighborhood. We should want justice for just living in our areas. I don't know about where anybody else live, but where I live, you know, they're killing people on a regular basis, all right? And it's always people that look like me. You know, hey, you got Latinos getting killed on a regular basis every day, okay? And we're talking about us doing all of the killing to us, okay? So now we're talking about going after this person because it's not right he killed the young black boy, and no, it is not right. But now we want to justify everything else that's going on in the neighborhood. You know, well, you know, that's how it is in the hood. Damn it, that shouldn't be an expectation. That should not be accepted. That is not normal. That is not a good thing. That is not keeping it real. That is not the way life was intended. That is not the way it should be. So how do I talk to you when you say, hey, we got to get justice for that brother? But you're the same person riding around trying to get another brother. How do I take you serious? How does anybody else take you serious? You know, a long time ago, I read somewhere that one of the biggest problems we had in the community is that, you know, we try to put out too many fires at one time, and as a result, we actually don't put out any fires. Here it is. You start in your house, and let's just say you're going to clean your entire house. So you go to this one room and start cleaning that, and you go to this next room and you start cleaning that, and you go to this next room and you start cleaning that. Go to this next room and start cleaning that. Go out in the front and start raking a little. Go to the back, start raking a little. Nothing is completed because you've started on too many things at one time. You attack one thing, you conquer that, and you move on to the next one. And the first thing we should be conquering is some self-love. Let's stop wiping each other out. Let's stop twisting each other back. Let's stop keeping it real, killing each other off. Stop getting together to go and get each other. Now, when we start doing stuff like that, then we can actually start going after people for other things. Because, I mean, honestly, I see this turning into another Rodney King. And, I mean, I was there for that. I was there for that. I had actually just left L.A., was there to see the stuff brew, okay? Hey, let me grab some of this Facebook feedback. My man, I hope I'm saying your name right. Is that Creon? Creon said he really messed up. He said he really messed up, and that's that right there. I don't get it. He said he really messed up. Oh, okay, he really messed up, and that right there make us look like the animals they call us. He should not have did that. I heard he tweeted it. What the WTF? Yes, he did. He tweeted the man's address. over 200 and some thousand followers. All right? That's crazy. Blaine saying an eye for an eye will only lead to more bloodshed, and it still won't shed light on the problem. It will be lost in all the mess. You ain't never lied. And, I mean, that's the way I'm seeing it, you know. Anytime I talk to anybody about it, you know, everybody want to be politically correct and, you know, go through all of the BS, you know, that you got to say, you know, in order to get the likes and all of that stuff. I'm not trying to get no likes. I'm talking about realistically, you know, we're talking about trying to reelect the president, and if all of our asses are locked up over something, you know, like this, and again, now, let's be realistic, it don't have anything to do with nothing that everybody's painting out to. Yes, the man was wrong. Yes, there should be justice. But are we a lynch mob? Do we go after somebody to try to get this justice? There's a right way and there's a wrong way. The right way is to continue doing what y'all doing as far as your media coverage, your social media coverage, other stuff, you know, and the support and everything that y'all from the family. But when you start going to people's doors, beating on their doors and stuff, when you start posting addresses and stuff like that, that is stupid. That is outright stupid. That is actually, you know, seriously unforgivable, because we're talking about put yourself in these people's shoes, supposing it was you. Now, I had one person just shoot me a question. He said, were they black or white? What damn difference do it make? The wrong people address was given. What damn difference do it make what color the people was, who house they went to? If that was your old grandmother, if that was your old mother, would you have felt that it was right for this man to give out? And now let's just say that you white. Would it be right? You had nothing to do with it. I mean, come on now. We sitting here talking about because I wear a hoodie, I'm not a criminal, and we're talking about generalizing. But at the same time, we're saying it is okay to generalize, you know, as long as they wasn't black. As long as the house they knocked on wasn't black, then they were right. They were giving somebody white. Bush. That's all I'm going to say, okay? Y'all know I'll do the cussing on the L. But, I mean, situations like that make you, you know, because, I mean, honestly, if it's wrong, it's wrong. If it's stupid, it's stupid. And I really do believe that that is a very, very, very stupid decision Spike Lee made. And, I mean, I actually shot out a couple of tweets for him to hit the show, and it didn't get responded to or anything like that. But, I mean, seriously, if anybody out there got a direct contact with him, shoot that one. Hey, let me get this phone line here. Hey, T.L., who we got on the line?
You know who this is.
What's going on? What's going on? What's happening?
What's happening? What's happening? What you talking about?
I'm talking about an app for now. You know, Spike Lee tweeted out supposedly what was supposed to have been George Zimmerman's address. The address actually was to a couple, 72-year-old couple. And had people beating on these people during all of this. Now, the guy has been hospitalized. They believe heart attack, but they don't, you know, it hadn't been released when I last heard. You know, but when asked about it, he was saying that, you know, he just believed it was an eye for an eye measure. You know, is an eye for an eye actual justice? You know, and was the man out of pocket for putting the address out there like that?
Well, okay, hold on. Let me recap because, you know, somebody else needs to hear. So basically, Spike Lee tweeted out there supposedly George Zimmerman's address.
Right.
But it ended up being the old couple's address.
Right.
Now who would have had the heart attack? The old man?
Yeah, old man. Well, I don't know if it was a heart attack. He's been hospitalized.
Okay, hospitalized.
Right. Okay. They believe, but at the time they said they believed it was a heart attack. They believed it to be a heart attack.
Okay. Well, you know, I think that the address shouldn't have been tweeted out because, bottom line, you know, if the man gonna get what he deserves, it's just gonna happen regardless.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know, I mean, yeah, okay, yeah. Buck said he's surprised he's still alive, but he's doing some serious hiding right now.
Right, but see this is my thing here. Me, I'm one of them cats that try to look through the smoke screen, okay? And I don't know if anybody ever noticed, but anytime we have an election, there's always some type of madness like this to just pop out of the crack of somebody's, you know, and It seemed like we just jump real quick and take the bait. Now, considering the fact that they done voted education out of the penal institution, and remember now, for murder, what is it, murder, weapons, and it's two other ones they just put on the docket that was just passed, where you lose your right to vote.
Right.
We don't see this as a way to get a bunch of jackasses over there beating on the door, accidentally kill somebody, and now they can't vote. And now we're talking about reelecting the man that was supposed to have been, you know, the greatest thing that happened since sliced bread, and now he can't even get nobody to vote for him because ain't nobody around. They all locked up. They all locked up. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I see it. That's the way I see it. And maybe I'm wrong. But, I mean, you know, realistically, you know, what all of a sudden makes this case, you know, the billion-dollar case? I mean, come on. The T-shirts, there's hoodie sweaters and all of this stuff here. We know good and well, you know, his family didn't have all of this on standby. Hey, man, as soon as our son get killed, man, we finna put out the T-shirts. We finna have the sweaters, man. We finna make money off of this. I'm quite sure that it wasn't them to do all
this. I think what made it so national of news is that the boy's body was held in the coroner's office for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Without anybody trying to identify.
Right.
Then how the police department handled it all, you know. Of course, you know, you innocent is proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But I feel he was quite. Here's my thing: if you're gonna shoot somebody in self defense, why don't you just wound them so they can't move?
Hey, cause don't nobody know how to shoot. Hey, it ain't like TV. I'm going to go for your arm. It ain't TV.
Right.
You squeeze it.
Right. Right.
I
understand that. Now, you know, and there's so much stuff going on. Now they're saying, you know, this guy that some supposedly this guy supposed to be close playing with Zimmerman saying that, you know, that was him saying help, help. And the mother saying, that's my son screaming for help.
Right.
You know, and you got so much stuff going on. You know, I'm with you. Election year, yeah, things do come up like, okay, yeah, they come out the woodwork.
They come out the woodwork. But when they come out, it's always stuff where the people in our neighborhoods are going to be strongly affected by it, and nobody sees that. Nobody sees it. You know, it's hurry up and let's react. You know, let's hurry up. Hey, let me see who this is we got. We got a 773-999. Man, I'm glad it wasn't 666. Lord.
Man, that don't count.
Hey, who we got on the line?
This is Bruh, TL.
What's going on, man? What's happening, bro?
What's going on, man? I'm just listening in to what y'all talking about, man. Hey. That man's supposed to be in jail, man. We all know that, man. That man's supposed to be in jail, and let him prove his innocence.
There you go.
You chase somebody down, the police told you to leave him alone, you still chase him. If he ran away from you, how he a threat to you?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, the man had his mind up, he was going to kill somebody, so.
He had it in his mind, and that is no doubt. But see, this is my thing. You know, now he done did the deed. You know, we all agree he done did the deed. We all agree, you know, hey, it's going to be some justice and everything, you know, served in it. But now my thing with it is, you know, Spike Lee and putting out the address, you know, of a couple that had nothing to do with it. Don't you think he was putting a bunch of people in a bad position? Let's say that those people, instead of beating on the doors and telling the people what they were going to do inside, they kicked in the door and they killed that couple. You know, what was Spike
Lee's
response? Wrong address. Well, what
yeah,
was Spike Lee's what would his response have been?
He's sorry.
Learn. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That was it.
I'm sorry. I didn't tell him to go out there and do it. Yeah, you did.
Right. He tweeted it to over 200,000 followers. Right.
You are the militant of the 21st century.
That's exactly what you have, man. But I mean, that's crazy because you know, I went back and forth with a few people, and people, you know, where you know he was trying to get justice, and I don't see that as being justice. I don't see that. Okay, justice is, you know, he invite the man over to his crib. He know my man is there, and tell people to come through and beat on my man's body or do what it is they do. Well, they are only getting that man. You see, but you done sent them to this man's house.
A radio show like in Atlanta, like Martin Law, and they stuff the shit, rough the shit out of him to work.
But you know, it'll be all right. It's going to happen. Things going to go down.
Right.
You know, it's going to happen. Things going to go down.
Right. It is. Hey, bro, you stay on the line, man. Let me grab this. I think this is Melissa here calling in. Hey, this you, Mel?
It's me.
Hey, what's going on, baby girl? All right, now.
Yeah.
On the situation we're speaking on, I really don't want to offend anybody, and that's not what I'm trying to do. The only thing I think is we all have children. We all have lost someone, and I think maybe this is just a wake-up call for everybody to start doing what we should have been doing in the first place. The only Trayvon. I have a Trayvon. You do, too. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We all have kids, and it could have been one of them. And would anybody be speaking up for them? Like, and so I'm glad that it's a movement, and I appreciate it and I respect it. But I don't want it to fall on the back burner in 2 weeks and everybody going about their business.
Can I be honest with you? It's going to fall on the back burner in a couple of weeks because that's the way it always happens. You find that flag to wave. Right now, everybody, it's a flag. You know, like I said, they made T-shirts and hoods and all this stuff, you know, being and came up with the nice catchphrases and everything like you would for any other product. And now it's become a product that a bunch of people going to make a bunch of money off of, and the reality is, okay, yeah, that man killed Trayvon, but still, in my neighborhood, I'm going to still have my neighbor getting killed, my cousin getting killed, the guy down the street getting killed, and I most likely might, in my neighborhood. And it's not going to fix that because we are not going after what the actual problems are, first off. We got to be safe in our own neighborhood before we think about being safe in anybody else's. You know, now the fact that the guy was white, Kumo D said it. My man, Kumo D said, I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan and I shouldn't have to run from a black man. Well, okay, the white guy got it. Right, but the white guy was the one that killed him. You know, that should have been the expectation. That should have been who we should be watching for. The opposition trying to take us out and not ourselves. And every day we taking ourselves out, but we're going to get very, very upset when somebody else take us out.
But, you know, like I said, I'm all for the movement, but I can just see it be a 2 week, 3 week thing, and we back to the same place.
Yeah, that's life.
I mean, yeah, that's right. That's what, like Buck said, that's life. That's what happens.
Yep.
I think once to get out of it, is that the, you know, it's not like when we were growing up where, you know, things were just, you know, it was cool for us to just hang, you know, and it was all right. You just can't do what you think that is all right now.
Right.
You're back, you know, where, you know, although his image, although he had a hoodie on and, you know, that's not an excuse.
Right.
But in another way, why was your ass out there so late at night with a damn hoodie on, you know, and walking in a neighborhood and property that you probably are not familiar with?
Right.
You don't know.
And And then on top of it, do you see these kids? Do you see these kids? I almost, you know, put a baseball bat across a kid's head every other day. And I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'm going to keep it true 100% and honest. I'm not no peaceful type of guy. My conscience died about 10 years ago, all right? So now when I'm driving down the street and you got this little super thug, pants down to his knees, walking slowly across the street, you know, instead of running his ass across the street because I got the right of way, you know, first thing I want to do is jump out and chase him myself and put the baseball bat in the back of his head, you know, and teach him and show him this you so tough thing don't work with everybody. And maybe that's what happened with the guy. You know, I mean, we wasn't all there. And I'm not saying that he was justified in doing it. You know, I just said just grab him, beat his ass. You know, my man probably gave him some lip service. You know, and instead of that, he's like, man, you know, they say he got his ass whooped real quick by the kid. You know, so he knew better than to chase him with an empty hand. You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's what happened. But it goes back to what I think it was you said it right there, teaching the kids.
Yeah.
He's gotta have more respect. I mean, you walking around, first off, in our neighborhood, when you see a cat with his hood on, what do you think?
He's on something.
When I see a cat walking behind me with a hood, I'm on point. It's as simple as that.
Right.
Okay?
Yes. That's what you call being aware of your surroundings.
Exactly.
Where I'm from, it's states on the doors. You cannot come in here with a hoodie. No hoods.
Matter of fact, hold on. U.S. Airways flight policy is no hoodies. AirTran Airways flight policy is no hoodies. American Eagle flight policy is no hoodies. Frontier Airlines policy is no hoodies. All right, and they ain't setting no hoodies on just black people and Spanish, but they said no hoodies. You know, we need to know what that face looks like if you pull something, and that's what a hoodie is supposed to be for. It's supposed to obscure it. I mean, come on, why you think the Klan had hoods? Hell, the Klan could have just rolled around on a horse and burnt people up. Let's throw on a hoodie so they don't know what I look like. You know, that's the whole thing for the hoodie for. Years on top of years. Hey, let me hit play on a couple of songs, man. Y'all say that. I'm gonna be right back. All right.
All right. I'll be back.
Lawless, embracing as a lawless entity, speaking and destroying everything in my vicinity. You finna see your fan of being witness to this trilogy. Marked up, BA and the man and D's piano keys. Embrace me like a savior, cause I am. I'm the savior that's gonna save you from this local music sham. I'm the man, remember me standing in your face with his arms out, waiting for the world to break. I got a break that I told you, specialize in hurting your pound up in your chest and expand it like a verbal dude.
Yes,
I'm serving your words that you alert to, leaving moms in a circle of nurses ready to nourish. I'm the embraceable, clearly irreplaceable, quasi motivational, quasi confrontational. Step wrong and yet you get corrected like LASIK. Face it, I made the whole planet embrace me. The bang and the bang, cock and frog, it don't stop. In Denver, I'm like the Rockets, because I rock, and then I lean, not a franchise boy. Boy, I'm a franchise with man size. No, that's the devil don't like me, cause I raise more hell. Watch the world get behind me when I raise more hell. So now, embrace me as a lawless entity. Piano man supremacy for centuries and centuries. Embrace me as a lawless entity. Seeking and destroying everything in my vicinity. You finna see your plan of being your witness to this trilogy. Marked up. B.A. and the man that deals piano keys. Embrace me like a savior, cause I am. I'm the savior that's gonna save you from the so-called music sham.
Imperative that you niggas don't sleep on their kids without a sedative. All this shit sounding the same, it's so repetitive. You better give a nigga flow or listen for the hell of it. Relative to this is a level of intelligence. Matches minds, the greatest times, men of great benevolence. Taking shots, I never win. I never flinch, never squint. Never walk, damn sure, never sprint. I'm not the type of surprise.
horizon. One phone call, more goons in my net worth than Verizon. You might want to keep this up close to your own block before your life is on the line. I am the best simply. I'm so hot, not even the sun and the moon could eclipse me. Call me a gypsy. I can tell you a bridge. Tell an Eskimo ice where he lives, so embrace me.
Embrace me as a lawless entity, seeking and destroying everything in my vicinity. You fantasy, you finna be a witness to this trilogy. B.A. and the man in D.C. I know he's embracing me like a savior, cause I am. I'm the savior that's gonna save you from this local music sham. Hurting, these cats are over, supposed to curve in
timber.
I'm dropping and falling like dead lumber. Some try to make it rain. Trust, you don't want none of this. No, just what you up against. L times two. That's the label, ain't no touching it. You're gonna bow and witness first phase of the trilogy. Embrace the up first, man. Next comes frequency. The veterans to reemerge. All be hosts, the Elmagan. We don't say what they say, about to go in a different direction. Cats are panicking. Look at them scrambling. The doc saying now it's time to take your medicine and break. But you cannot hold like where the gods sell our boat. B.A.'s ultimatum, lead these devastators in the cold. Ain't no goon to you, you the pesky little monkey. I'm a silverback gorilla, wanna meet my banana dummy.
So whether you tall, feeling you, girl. Jump in the bed, get the ass, it's all blue, girl. Put a diamond on your finger, all new. If you're falling in love, baby girl, come here. I'm here.
I gotta swallow my pride, oh.
innocent, working with the expectations of being filthy rich. I done stumbled and failed, but got back at it. To the streets, I'm addicted just like a f*** addict. I wanna make a better way, live a better life, be a better man while making my girl a better wife. Murder rate high, kids killing kids. It's bad when your homie's living better in the pen. Every day that pass, I'm getting older. Faith getting weaker, heart getting colder. Maybe I ain't got what it take and won't acknowledge it. Safe to say I waited too late to be a college kid. So I gotta man up if I wanna eat. Get the wind under my wings, ground beneath my feet. This can't be life cause I ain't living well. I wanna break down but can't cause I refuse to fail. Both. For help, but this a cruel world. They say life is a bitch and she a cruel girl. So the clan be trying to help the land deep, but the rap game is slow, looking for plan B. And they say a real man don't cry, man crying probably told that lie. Cause I cried like a baby when I found out my man got popped and cried. Most seen him in that box, boo boo, I blame me. If I made shit pop, you wouldn't have been around. We would have been on the road, rocking plenty crowds. So I feel like a failure. Didn't get to tell you that I love you cause you will stand up. I can't lose another brother, so I gotta work hard, be a better son to my mother, be a role model for my son and my daughter. Lord help me get it all in order. I'm begging out, cause
it feels like I'm dying on the
every day, and I'm crying like a fool each and every day, and I feel like I'ma lose each and every day. Wish I could hop on a broom and just fly away. The front yard of our home should be super safe, so our kids can play and not catch a stray. My heart go to them babies with deep sentiments. Them kids lost their life and they was innocent, so we gotta step it up, gotta put them weapons up. Knocking off our own kind really ain't helping us. I done did dirt, played that hand, walked away when I could save that man. With all of my years doing wrong, if I can save our land, I'ma die trying to save our land. That's effort though. This a new day, and I'm going all out. If you real, you gotta feel it. Help me as I call out. Boom.
Cause it feels like I'm dying on the inside.
This is the realest song I ever wrote.
Got
on this track and I'm pulling my heart out.
It's your boy Lil Hot the Money Man, and you are now tuned in to the number one radio station, my radio station, Lawless Radio, homie.
Supper, you listening to Kilo P. Greedy and Lawless Radio, Crucial Conflict Church. Yo, what up? This your boy Nevermore, Crucial Conflict. You know what I'm saying? Lawless Radio all day, every day. You play it, you hear it, you did.
Yeah. It's your boy Piano Man rapping Lawless Entertainment. You on the grit grind with TL.
Get in.
Hey, y'all listen to Lawless Radio, Grit Grind with the Chairman TL. Hump Day, baby. I am your midweek release. Doing what it is we do on Lawless Radio, baby. That is support your local come up. Underground, unsigned, independent music. Hey, y'all got that music y'all trying to get at us, man? Go to lawlessradio.com. Click on the Submit Music tab. It is that easy. Do not. For 3 years I've been saying do not, and apparently people don't be listening. Do not send us any links. We will not go to any sites and download your music. send us the music, MP3 format preferably. That's all you got to do, man. Hey, we got some big things about to happen with Lawless Radio, man. Things are about to change. You know, every year, Lawless Radio takes it up another notch. This year ain't going to be no different. And it seems like we always pull these rabbits out of the hat in November. So I want y'all to keep checking out, because this one we won't be pulling out in November. This one's going to be a little earlier, but the second part of it, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let Catrice start rolling out some of it for y'all, because she is definitely behind the first part, well, the second part of it. The first part of it, I'm going to hit y'all out of nowhere with it. It's as simple as that. Hey, got to thank y'all for supporting, man, making sure y'all tune in to Catrice Thursday nights, So Ambitious Friday nights, Johnny Westmoreland on Sundays, Sherm the Man on Mondays, me on Wednesday, and coming soon, 2 weeks and count them, 2 weeks, Nikki Outlaw, baby, that's right, up top, New York, Nikki Outlaw is on Lawless Radio now, y'all. I told y'all. Doing it like that, baby, it's Lawless. Throw the bells in the air. Hey, man, but, hey, I'm trying to get at some of this stuff, man. People hit me, they said, hey, they said, what did you do during the break? Man, I ain't did nothing, man. They said your energy level is up. What did you do during the break? I did nothing, Grace. I did nothing, I tell you. Hey, man, we sitting there talking about, let me go ahead and read some of this Facebook feedback. Got Rachel. Rachel said this is the way to get a bunch of blacks in trouble, because some young, simple-minded people are going to do something and crowds are going to follow. Then we're going to have another Rodney King thing that will only play out in our neighborhoods, have our neighborhoods suffering. I dig that, Rachel. Shalon says, what would Spike Lee have done if they threw a bomb and burned those people up? I tell you, he wouldn't have paid bails, funerals, or for lawyers. You ain't never lied. You ain't never lied. Man, Ryan, you tried to write me a dissertation or something here. My man Ryan says, TL, this is going to end up starting something between the races, and we're going to end up on the short end. Like you said, we're going to be the ones in jail, and I don't see Spike Lee on the west side of Chicago giving out jobs or trying to stop the killings here. That man is going to pay, and I don't think he is going to get away with it, but we can make our voices heard peacefully without trying to find him and kill him. That's my thought. Good show, homie. Hey, no doubt, Ryan. Thank you for tuning in, man. This is the reason I do this. Hey, man, y'all trying to get at your man, 646-478-5209. Just touching on it, because like I said, you know, it's my fault. But I think that was very, very irresponsible for Spike Lee to do in a position that he could have put a bunch of people in. You know, what could have been catastrophic. Now, they said the older guy was taken to the hospital. They said it was assumed a heart attack or whatever. But now what I say is, you know, imagine he gave out my granny's address. You see what I'm saying? And they running and beating on my granny's door, talking about, you know, we going to kill you and all of this stuff here. You know, now I can't lie for you. I can't lie to you. I'm not that let me write Washington a letter. You know, let me tweet you, Spike, and say you did wrong. I'm at the fool that was on the door first and foremost, just like anybody else. I'm going to protect my own. You know, but secondly, when I see Spike, I'm going to touch him up. You know, and we're going to wear some bullets for him. You know, and that's what the next person is thinking when you got somebody beating on your door. And that's what I really believe, you know, the irresponsibility in the whole thing was the fact that he put the address out and people automatically acted on it and ran to this house. Now, supposing they came there and started beating on the door and the old couple aired them all out. Okay? The old couple gunned them down. Now we're holding another conversation. You know? And like I said, my man earlier, who was that? I'm going to go back through that. But my man earlier asked what color was the couple. I mean, it makes no difference. Asian, Spanish, black, white, whatever the couple was, they didn't do anything to warrant anybody beating on their door trying to get into the house. Okay? So that's the whole problem in for me. You know, yes, this is wrong, and it's going to play out in the court, and that's why I believe it should play out at. It shouldn't be playing out in our streets. We already got enough drama playing out in our streets. We don't need more. You know, and who is that? Who is that that said it? Rachel. Rachel said it. When it plays out, you know, and it actually hits the climax, it's going to hit its climax in our neighborhood because it's going to be people that I know getting affected, you know, getting locked up, getting killed, or the little corner stores that I frequent, you know, getting looted and stuff like that. You know, I don't see nobody, you know, looting out in these, you know, ritzy neighborhoods and stuff. You know, hey, I'm from West Side. Anybody from West Side, remember, every trip the Bulls won, they had police barricades, you know, stopping you from getting into the suburbs. So you couldn't get into the suburbs. So when those fools did that looting, they did that looting on Pulaski and Madison. That's right there in the hood. They did it on Central Madison. That's right there in the hood. On Central and Lake. That's right there in the hood. They tore up our stores. You know, Madison and Austin was just a little ways away. They ain't getting none of them stores. So it was our neighborhood suffering. So why do we keep allowing politicians and, you know, people like that to flip switches to tell us to go and tell our neighborhood that we got to live in? They ain't going to live in them. Yeah, they get an office there. And, yeah, they're going to come by your crib when it's time to vote and ask you to put a sticker in your window or a sign in your yard. And they're going to introduce you to these different programs and everything because they want to get elected. That is the job. They want to get elected. But now after the election, everything is up. You know, how many of them do you have on your porch talking about, hey, you was talking to me about this here. Did I fix that? Hey, what else can I fix? Okay? We had an alderman, a man just getting out of jail, Carruthers. His office was right on the corner of Mason and Madison. And they hustling hard right there on the corner of Mason and Madison, right outside this man's office. Ain't nobody ever get popped off. But each election trip, my man coming out giving away free shovels, giving away free brand-new garbage cans, giving away free brooms and stuff. He couldn't clean up the debris that he's seen right there on the street. You know, and that is my idea of a politician. Hey, am I wrong? I don't know. But it's the way I feel. It's the way I think. Okay? And what I think this whole thing is politically charged. Okay? It's a bunch of people going to be in it, going to make a whole bunch of money, and it's going to be me and you going out, beating out some white guy, talking about, hey, this is for Trayvon. You know, it's going to be me or you getting shot by some white guy scared that we came to beat him up over Trayvon. But it ain't going to be none of them people that's flipping the switch telling, you know, playing your pedal on us. And that's what's happening. The man's going to go. The man's going to go. You know, he's going to pay for his crime. He's going to pay for his sins. But an eye for an eye, is that truly justice? Is it justice for us to want to kill this man for what he did to this kid? Now, I pose the same question to you. I got a brother got killed. Haven't found out who did it. But would you be forgiven of me if I found out it was your brother and I killed him? Would you be forgiven of me if I found out it was your father and I killed him? Would you be forgiven of me and supportive of me if I found out it was your child that killed my brother and killed him? And that's how far an eye for an eye goes. It can't be an eye for an eye on certain situations. When you say an eye for an eye, you got to open the floodgates. That means everybody seeking justice is going to get justice their way. Meaning I'm going to get justice for my brother and my cousin and my buddies. You know, and you're going to get it for yours. So now, when it leads back to your dust up, is it still considered justice? Or is it, oh, Jesus, me, it done came to my house. Oh, Lord, you should have covered me in the blood of the Lamb. You know, and that's the way this all usually plays out. Hey, let me grab this. I got Mel still on the line. Mel, what's going on? Are you there, Mel?
I'm here. Hey, what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, yeah. What's going on? What's going on?
Not much. It's Lawless, baby.
That's right. It's Lawless, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you know, I'm sitting here reading your research. She said, man, you're very serious about this. It's I'm not gonna say I'm very serious about this, but what I'm saying is I got boys out there too, and when people start sparking this type of tension, I don't need it to claim my boys, you know, and that's what stuff like this usually lead back to, because you're gonna have a bunch of people not thinking. Yeah, but you're gonna have a bunch of people not thinking. And they're gonna go.
We have a very big family, so you have to think across the board. It's a lot of
Yes. But I mean when it blows up, it's gonna blow up in our neighborhood. It's gonna blow up in our neighborhood where my boys are, where I am. You know where my family is. You see what I'm saying? And that's what I don't want to see. You know, Spike Lee safe at his crib. Spike Lee ain't never got to see my neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? He good. You know, so he can sit there and play, hey, y'all go get him. He can sit there and do that.
Well, I'm going to be honest, because that was the first time that I had heard that when you mentioned it. I haven't even heard anything about that.
Man. It was all over the news, man. The man tweeted the address out to over 200 and some thousand followers, and people were beating on these people's door, you know, trying to get in and stuff. You know, and I mean, it's the wrong house, wrong address. Wrong house, wrong address.
My concern is, and like I said it before, I just don't want people to be out there doing more damage. If we're going to get together as a people, then that's what we need to be doing. If it's anything else, I don't even want to be involved in it.
Right.
I got my own problems.
Right. If I'm trying to
just go out here and just kill people and then everybody getting retaliated on, and you don't know where you can go, because like I said, I have sons, but I'm a black woman too, so that I'm not excluded in that.
Exactly. And I mean, again, you know, like I said, that's where it's gonna be. It's gonna be our neighborhood. It's gonna be, you know, our kids. You know, and I mean, when it boils and it festers uncontrollably, you know, nobody's going to be able to step in. You know, as easy as they started it, nobody's going to be able to come in and say, hey, let's cease, let's stop. Right now, come on now, you're talking about unemployment in our neighborhoods. I don't care what they say about, ooh, unemployment. Employment is looking a whole lot better. I don't know what neighborhood they looking at, but the damn show ain't in my ass. You know, so you got a bunch of unemployed people out there. They want payment away from having their lights off. Because they ain't pay the light bill, they put something on it. You know, they want payment from having the water shut off, the gas already off. You know, damn, there ain't no food in the cabinets. You know, they hide the vehicle about 5-6 blocks away. You know, I mean, it's a whole lot going on. You worried about getting robbed and stuff working at a McDonald's job. You know, you got the kid that done went off to school. He ticked off because, you know, his little federal money didn't cover all of the schooling and everything. And that kid is right there now. That kid is right there in the neighborhood in the midst of all of this mess. Okay? So you got a bunch going on, you know, with a bunch of stressed out people to just go along and have them say that's the straw that broke the camel's back. And that was the Rodney King thing. You know, don't nobody remember, that was the Rodney King thing. They said, well, this was the straw that broke the camel's back. Okay? And it took off. It's as simple as that. It took off. Hey, Mel, you done dropped in the same, like, I can't get you back in. Oh, there you go. You back in now.
What I was saying, I'm sorry because my phone cut out, but
no,
what I was saying is I was not trying to offend anybody. I just wanted, mm-hmm. if it's going to be a positive movement for our community, mm-hmm. I'm saying, if it's not positive, and people just going out here acting crazy, I don't want no parts of it.
Right. And, I mean, the black act to it right now, and, I mean, so far it has been a very positive movement. You know, I've been reading everything on Twitter, you know, Facebook and all of this stuff, and it has been positive up until this stupid situation here. And all you need is one little thing, you know, bad to make a situation look worse, and that is it, you know. Now you got people talking about they want justice and they beating on doors and stuff, and the food done had a person go into the hospital. You know, well, now you just threw a black eye on your movement. You see?
Okay.
And that right there is like my biggest problem with it. You know, why would he do it? You know, and I'm not saying anything about the people that went, because I don't know who went there, how many went there, I don't know nothing about none of that. But why would he do that? I mean, in talking with the man, he's very sensible, very sensible.
Right.
You know, very, very articulate. He's a very smart guy, very smart. But he did a very stupid thing, very stupid. And for people to, well, you know, he's trying to get justice for him. He's trying to get justice for Trayvon. How are you trying to get justice for Trayvon, huh?
bet you he ain't put no money in Trayvon's fund or try to fund something or something like that.
No, I bet you wouldn't have put no money in the lawyer hand if these fools would have actually gotten that house and killed anybody. I bet that right there. I bet that right there. Hey, let me get some more music going, and I'm going to come back, all right?
Okay.
Hey, y'all, listen to Lawless Radio.
Bring it in. You had it.
To be a part of this rotation, the hottest rotation in internet radio, simply go to lawlessradio.com, click on the Submit Music tab. It is that easy. Hey, it's that brain freeze.
Let's go, go, go.
Let's
go,
go,
go. Let's go, go.
And past me, Miss Louis Vuitton, yes, and Gucci. Your body is calling for me. Now why you try to squeeze in the jeans and squeeze past me and not try to be seen? My eyes are a homing device. I got my target locked on. Shoot and explode on sight. Yeah, that girl is fine. Yeah, she ought to be mine. She rocking that Ed Hardy, the Christian Art of July. And she one of a kind. On a 1 to 10 scale, she a 25, double and a half the dime. So I put in double and a half the time. As I creep up with a B.I.G. line. Plus she already know that she got my eyes. We engage in a couple conversational lines. Excuse me, you in the blue jeans, long black hair and boots up to your knees. When you walk by, I seen your hips swing. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. Bell run the chick in a brown dress. Body stay rockin' a La Perla VS. She is chest, hotter than blue flames. Copper tone skin, swag, cooler than Cool J. Do what you do, babe. Strike up a Catwoman pose. Guess you can call me the Bruce Wayne. I search for your baby like loose change. Without the OJ and a Ray Caruso. No flows involved, just stilettos. Spread them apart, make you hit that falsetto. Get out of line, she known to get ghetto. But still know how to remain professional. Use definition of a come up. Even when your hair and nails are not done up. Fellas wanna run up, chase around the corner. But she got class, the girl was well brought up. Excuse me, you in the blue jeans. Long black hair and boots up to your knees. When you walk by, I seen your hips swing. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. Make them boys go crazy, baby. They going crazy, baby. You make them boys go crazy, baby. They going crazy, baby. You make them boys go crazy, baby. They going crazy, baby. You make them boys go crazy, baby. They going crazy, baby. Uh-oh, there she go, go. To your knees, when you walk by, I seen your hips swing. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. Excuse me, you in the blue jeans, long black hair and boots up to your knees. When you walk by, I seen your hips swing. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze.
Sometimes it's hard to say what I really feel. You know, like I wanna love you, but it's safe to be guarded. I don't know, maybe it's not meant to be. You know, hey. The lights out and the candles lit. I wanna set the mood, but her mood set. It's me against the world, so this is it. I start to visualize what love is like without her here. So I hold back, I'm such a G. My guard's up, pride's overtaking me. I whisper three words, then I'm in the wind. I wish I never told you.
I wish I never told you how much you need me. Should I lay back and catch the cheese? I wish I never told you. Never on to the next one. Ain't no time for apologies. You were messing around. I found the evidence. Did held back from my pride. Cause what it could have been. I wish I never told.
Time's next, and I can see it in your eyes, nothing but regret. What's done is done, and I apologize. I just wish I hadn't said the things that made you cry. But I'm all alone, and you ain't on the phone. All I see is me in an empty home, when it should be you perched on your throne. Cause you're a queen, and I'm the reason why this love's gone.
I wish I never told you.
doubt you caught my eye. You took me by surprise. There's something about you, girl, that left a young G hypnotized. I don't know what it is, but I gotta figure out how to be with one when I'm so used to the player route. I've been in love before, yeah, I know what love about. Hurt them or you get hurt first. Depends on how things working out. Moving out, I thought about, but all I know is she for sure. You may come, you may go, I don't know how you may roll. Therefore, I just do my thing, in my lane, run my game. Option weighing on my scale, relationships is earthly hell. Forgive me if you feel ignored, truly I do cut for you. Hopefully you can see, wait a while and we can be.
I hear your stories of tragic times, but I still deserve to be treated right. When you ignore me, you just show me.
Can I do it for you?
I thought it was good. Can I do it as only the most electrifying man in internet radio can do it? Let me do it. Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. The music heard here, unless otherwise indicated, is not the sole property of Lawless Entertainment. However, we have been granted the broadcasting rights to be a part of this show, Grit Grind on Wednesdays, to be a part of Game Time on Mondays, to be a part of Raw Deal on Thursdays, to be a part of Independent Fridays on Friday, to be a part of Zone Coverage on Sundays. Simply go to lawlessradio.com, click on the Submit Music tab. It is that easy. Hey, that's going to do it for the chairman, man. I am up out of here. The Lawless World Order is in full effect. And you know it, baby. I'm going to give y'all a little Donnie Simpson for my man, Kevin L. France, that after 3 years cannot get it right, but I still love the cat anyway. Hey, love to my little cousin Mel, she's on there, man. Thank y'all, my girl Catrice calling in, man. Thank y'all, everybody that listens to the show.
It's low key, baby. I'm back with my boy Jimmy Lee. It's about to be on and popping, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no stopping. Chi-Town, let's go. You cowards in trouble, you better head for the border. Play time is done and all the game's over. I take the mic and break it in two pieces, controlling your mind as if I had telekinesis. I move the crowd.
You know what I got to do, too? I got to stop the music for 1 minute, and I got to congratulate my niece. Just bought in my first great nephew. Now, it's little bit ago, so I ain't got the name, y'all. But as soon as I get the name, I'm going to blast that out, y'all. Now, here we go. Lawless.
Yeah, it's low key, baby. I'm back with my boy Jimmy Lee. It's about to be on and popping, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no stopping. Chi-Town, let's go. You cowards in trouble, you better head for the border. Play time is done and all the game's over. I take the mic and break it in two pieces, controlling your mind as if I had telekinesis. I move the crowd, I make you throw your hands up. Quit spending all your cheese, man, get your grands up. She keeps it tight, just like a virgin at night. And when I come home, you know it's on the height. Did I stutter? I make your whole block stutter. Boy, you spitting rhyme, and sorry it's moving stutter. Apply pressure, you know I jump over the hurdle. This is a rabbit race, you running slow as a turtle. I keep it gutter, the only way I know how. Heights turn to fiends, now they robbing your house. It's going down through your soul right now. Up in the 4th, 5th and blow your soul straight out. It's not a game, y'all better stop playing. Throw your hood up if you know what I'm saying. Midwest, so I gotta represent it. When you see me in your hood, I'm spinning and grinning. It's not a game, y'all better stop playing. Throw your hood up if you know what I'm saying. Midwest, so I gotta represent it. When you see me in your hood, I'm spinning and grinning. I'm coming soon, just like a whirlwind. Just like your 22s, I'm making the world spin. Look at your girl shaking the thing, I'm trying to peep it. She dropping it real low, cause it's a best kept secret. Who wants drama? So you know I gotta cock it. Hit you in your eyes and knock it straight out of socket. I'm through playing, I'm still fussing and cussing. Give me the 9 million, I'ma start busting. Let's go, I still got that head rush. I'm still getting that man on your tour bus. It's Jimmy Lee, he makes it all complete. He got you clapping your hands, man, stomping your feet. I'm a rap artist, no R&B singer. Man, I'm about to hit him like Ike did Tina. I make hits, that's what I do in my leisure. If you play this in your car, feel like you're having a seizure. It's not a game, y'all better stop playing. Throw your hood up if you know what I'm saying. Midwest, so I gotta represent it. When you see me in your hood, I'm spinning and grinning. It's not a game, y'all better stop playing. Throw your hood up if you know what I'm saying. Midwest, so I gotta represent it. When you see me in your hood, I'm spinning and grinning. Give me the Henny, and I'ma drink the whole bottle. Man, I hate to do it, but I'm going full throttle. I can't help it, you know it's hard to explain. Like they said, boy, no pain, no gain. It's a new day. Oh, by the way, did I mention? And if you can't take the heat, stay out the kitchen, cause them bullets burn, boy. Y'all wanna see, forget making of the bed. I'm too hot for TV. You can't hold me, not even in a straight jacket. And this is war, homie, like a full metal jacket. You got a piece, player? Then I suggest you pull it. You must be homie, boy, I'm about to feed you some bullets. I can't stop and won't stop, cause I'm in. Ripping the stage up from the beginning to the end. I hold it down, now on your face is a frown. I'm coming
coming from Chi-Town, representing on you clown. It's not a game, y'all better stop playing. Throw your hood up if you know what I'm saying. Midwest, so I gotta represent it. When you see me in your hood, I'm spinning and grinning. It's not a game, y'all better stop playing. Throw your hood up if you know what I'm saying. Midwest, so I gotta represent it. When you see me in your hood, I'm spinning and grinning. It's not a game, y'all better stop playing. Throw your hood up if you know what I'm saying. Midwest, so I gotta represent it. When you see me in your hood, I'm spinning and grinning. It's not a game.
I keep on running. Keep on running for the sun. Keep on, y'all. Keep on, y'all. Keep running, y'all. Keep on running.